This show was recorded between sniffles and coughs.
The following is a presentation of Morning Drive Media.
And now it's time for the show that might never lose its lockdown weight. It's Saturday Night Nutso.
All right, hey, Saturday Nighters, we've got the best show we've ever put together for you tonight. It's almost about to begin, but I can't do this today. I can't do this today, Petey. You might as well just get on the mic. I can't do this.
Okay, Ken. I'll play the game. What can't you do?
The show, Peter. I can't do the show today. I've been sick all week. I've been running ragged. I did comedy last week. Have you ever done comedy, Petey?
No, I don't have that big of a hole in my soul.
Well, I do. And now I'm sick. I've been sick all week. I spent two whole days like in bed for like 11 hours and not a minute of sleep. I'm exhausted.
Okay. So you're saying you cannot host Saturday Night Napsuck today. Episode 57 is going to be without you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I love the listeners of Saturday Night Napsuck. They're about the only thing that gets me through the week. They're nice comments, all two of them, every once in a while, occasionally when I pay Mariana to post one. It's it means a lot to me. But I Cal Ripken played for all those straight games, like 2001 or how many games he played?
2,632.
I was close enough. But my point is, even he eventually had to take a day off. I know we need content. We didn't have a show last week because, again, I was doing the Lord's work. Some call it stand-up comedy, but I call it making the Lord's angels smile. And I couldn't do the show then, and I want one for the fans now. We got people that support us on Patreon. Those people mean a lot to me. I want to deliver, Petey, but physically I just don't think I can. I don't sound right today. My throat, sinuses, everything. It doesn't sound right.
Okay. Well, we can bring in a guest host.
Okay, but hear me out. If I don't sound right, then no one that comes on this show today is going to sound right, huh?
That's a very meta point you made there, Ken, but I think people will understand if there's a guest host.
All right, I can wrap my head around that.
I mean, like, Dutch Allen's pinch hit for you recently, if you remember that.
You keep Dutch's name out of your mouth here. I don't want him in my studio ever again. All right, yeah, okay. Guest host, I can, he used to work for, like, Carson. He bring in guest hosts. They all went on to good things, all those guest hosts, right? It was kind of a good thing. And they all later in life paid a lot of, gratitude and had a debt to Johnny. And I could be okay with that, with people. Like, I help people and they, like, tell everyone for the rest of their lives how great I am because I help them. That seems like a good idea. All right. Petey, you're a great producer then. Just this one time. We can have a guest host.
All right, yeah, I've got Kendall Allen on the way. She's going to come on in here into the...
Oh, no, you don't. Oh, no, you don't. Kendall Allen's not coming in here. She's getting too popular, all right? There's a fan club of her. Sarah, Trey, and Christy have started a fan club, I heard now. They have, like, a Facebook group and stuff. I'm not, Kendall Allen is not going to be the guest host of the show. She can come on so we can, fair and balanced type of, I get it, but, like, she's not going to take my seat. Absolutely not. I know how that goes, Pete.
Okay. What would you like me to do here in this situation?
I don't. All right. Tell you what. If you want a show, if you want a show, we're 57 episodes into this. We've got a wonderful just kind of cast of personalities and hosts and traffic guys and sports guys. And we got all these folks here. I know a lot of people tune in every week for that stuff. And by the way, this is the first episode you're tuning in to Saturday Night Napsuck. You might want to jump back like 30 of them to catch up. But, I'll tell you what. You want a show, Petey? You need a show?
It's not that I need a show. You need a show to fulfill your contract or you'll be in breach of it and then you'll lose a lot of money.
Well, why didn't you tell me that earlier?
We literally have a lawyer in the parking lot to tell you that every time you show up.
To be honest, I thought that was the valet.
Yes, I'm aware. Every week he has to bring your car keys in.
So then he kind of is the valet.
Yeah. Touche on that one, Ken. All right. Well, what would you like to do for the show? If you're scrapping, are you really scrapping everything we prepared?
Oh, absolutely. Scrap them all. Scrap all the segments and bits today.
Okay, but we've been planning that Israeli-Palestinian rap battle sketch for a long time.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think I'm going to wade into that one. Definitely cancel that one.
It cost us a lot of money.
I think airing it would cost us more.
Okay, yeah, I'm not going to fight you on that one. What do you want to do then?
Well, tell you what, Petey, I don't feel good. I'm coughing and hacking when the mic's not rolling. I'm very weak. Tell you what, how about we get some of our medical professional associates on the show? We have a lot of doctors and folks that come on this show, right? Maybe they can come on and we can have like a little checkup, right? I think that would be fun. I think the listeners would enjoy that. It would entertain them for about 10 minutes, and then we'll wrap it up. We'll call it a day, and I'll go home, jump into my sweatpants, get under the blankets, and cry. How about that?
Are you sure you don't have...
I do not have that, Petey. I do not have that, all right? So shush. Shush your mouth. Can we do that? Can we get in, like, Lancaster or something? We had that other medical professional who used to call in, used to have a segment, right? We bring him in, and what was his name?
Doc Scurlock. That's a character not a lot of people remember.
Well, now's the time. Bring that Dr. Phil wannabe by. Let's bring them all. Can you do that? Let's have a Saturday Night Knapsack Ken Goes to the Doctor's episode.
The amount of people pressing the off button right now is probably immeasurable, but okay, let's just take a quick break and we'll do this. What should we play during the break?
Play one of those radio clips that old Pile Driver records for me.
Associate producer Sean Arnold, a.k.a. Old Handsaw.
Never met him.
All right, we'll play one of those clips.
Chris Rea, Fool If You Think It's Over, right here at Hall of Fame Music Radio. My name is Ken Knapsack, and we got a very special song coming up here right now, special to me, from one of my favorite artists, my favorite Beatle. I'm going to, if you allow me to have this moment here, I'm going to send this out and dedicate this to a friend of mine who actually, I lost this past week, someone I've known since I was way back in the second grade, one of those friends, one of those lifelong friends, and life kind of takes you different ways, and we hadn't spoken regularly in the last couple years, and just found out he passed away suddenly. And man, we shared love of music. We just drive around in our cars in high school together, just listening to mixtapes, CDs down the line, eventually MP3s when the technology changed. We knew each other for a very long time. So I'm going to send this one out to my buddy Gavin. Gavin, I miss you. And we're going to be singing and dancing along to George Harrison together again. So for you, Gavin, this is our boy George, singing about giving me love, give me peace on earth, right here, Hall of Fame Music Radio.
Here's another true fact about your host, Ken Knapsack. He and his best bud, Gavin, once grabbed about $40 in quarters, two big gulps, and played the WWF arcade game WrestleFest at a 7-Eleven for an entire day in Pismo Beach. Good times, good memories. And now, back to the show.
All right, my friends, to fulfill a contractual obligation, this is going to be most of our show tonight. I apologize to all the disappointed folks, but we're going to call this Kenny Gets a Checkup right there. All right. I haven't been feeling good. I've been under the weather. Not horrible. Not horrible. I'm not saying it's the end of the world, but, you know, I am a man, so it is the end of the world when I get sick. And I figure why not have a medical professional come on the show. You've heard him on here before. We couldn't get him down to the studio. I'm going to ask him about that, but he's on the phone right now. He has three offices to better serve you in the Bakersfield area. A favorite of SNN, it is Dr. Lancaster. Doc, you there?
Yes, Kenneth, I'm here. It's me, Dr. Lancaster, and I'm so happy to be on your program today on the telephonic device. I love using the telephones. I remember when I used to ask girls out to go steady on them. Often I would get a no, but I'd have to show up at the house with a raspberry phosphate, and I'd climb the tree with some binoculars to see when was the best time for me to knock on the door, and then I would. So all that to say, I'm very happy to be here.
Ruh-roh. Hey, all right, okay. Moving on. Doc, why couldn't you come down? Bakersfield's not that far away.
With traffic, it's potentially about a 2-hour drive, and I had some patients that are actually waiting to see me right now. They're in the lobby, and I told them, just hold on for a second. I'm going to help a dear friend, but I don't go down that way to where you are very often.
Well, Bakersfield's not that far away. You got that theme park we all go to up there, right?
No, Bakersfield doesn't have a theme park, to my knowledge. We have the Padre Hotel, which is a allegedly haunted hotel that people go to, and they get a room there, and they try to become possessed by a demon, or you can go to the Valley Plaza Mall and get involved in a gang shooting or a meth deal gone wrong.
Nah, you got the roller coasters, there's a Chili's nearby and an Applebee's, it's the theme park with the, you know, the Dipsy Doodles and all those things.
Oh, that's called Magic Mountain, and that is in a city called Santa Clarita, which is on the way to Bakersfield, but it's still about an hour south. We're about an hour, with traffic, potentially an hour and a half north if you get stuck on the grapevine, if there's snow. So I don't travel down that way much.
I've been handed a note by my producer, Petey, that nobody cares about how to get to Bakersfield. I'll shut up now.
And nobody cares to leave it.
Fair enough. Okay, Doc. I got sick, not feeling good. How come?
How come you're not feeling good, or how did you get sick, or what's the actual question here, Kenneth?
Yeah, how did I get sick? I went down to La Jolla. I wore my mask. I had at least one rubber glove on for the entire time I was doing comedy, and I still got sick.
Were other people in La Jolla wearing masks?
Turns out they never celebrated COVID. They never thought it was a thing. And so no one had masks or anything. It was like business as usual.
Oh, okay. Well, that might have been where the problem started there. Was any specific activity you did that maybe lent itself to you catching a bit of a cold or anything like that?
I mean, I took a 3-hour nap on Saturday.
Oh, well, I'm not sure. The science of naps, but I can tell you that sometimes a good nap will totally discombobulate you, your brain, and then it can affect the immune system. So it's possible that after your nap, you stepped outside into the world and perhaps picked up a little bug.
Yeah, but I didn't get sick till like Tuesday, and I came back Sunday, so I don't... how would the nap do that?
Well, most viruses don't really take hold until maybe a couple days after the exposure.
I don't follow.
Even though the virus might begin to affect you, you won't maybe show symptoms for a certain amount of time after.
Uh-huh.
Let's say the virus attended an open house, and the open house was your body, and they decided that they did, in fact, want to move in. There is a period of escrow that the virus has to go through before it moves into your body.
Look, home ownership is not a dream of mine because it can't be out here, but I think I understand what you meant. But how did I get sick? I took every precaution. I know it was like my first real time back in public, but even I had masks on. I didn't go too close to anybody, you know?
Hey, what kind of activities did you do?
I mean, got really hammered with a large group of people and started giving everyone high fives after whiskey shots.
Oh, there it is. So you gave people, quote, high fives, quote unquote, high fives, which is an action used by humans to express kinship, excitement, and joy and revelry.
Revelry?
Revelry. It's a spirit of celebration, a good time had by all.
I don't know what that is, but it was it. Yeah, it was big high fives. There might have been a guy I hugged in the bathroom. I don't know. The stalls were really close, and we just got to chatting, and we connected, and I think he gave me a hug on the way out.
Are you sure you were in a bar or not a rest stop off the freeway?
I don't understand that reference, but no, it was a bar. It was in La Jolla. It's called The Shack. You can Google map it.
I don't use today's technology of mapping. I'm very partial to Thomas Guides, the big, thick books that I carry around in my car underneath the passenger seat. And if I need to find my way, I just, while I'm driving, carefully reach over with one finger on the wheel, and I fish around under the passenger seat of my car, and I find the Thomas Guide. And then I put the 8-pound guide on my lap while still driving, not slowing down or changing lanes, and I just thumb through the pages of the Thomas Guide until I find the map that I want to use to locate a good direction, to discover a good direction to where I need to go.
Wow. I'm not even going to edit that.
Anyways, my point is, Kenneth, that's probably where you picked up this virus. So you were having a good time around friends and strangers, and maybe you let your guard down, and maybe it's not wise to do in these pandemic times, but you did it, and you caught a little bit of a sinus infection, and that's why we're all sounding a little weird today, and I think that's okay. I think that's where it came from.
How are you telling me, because most of the people in that group were fully vaccinated, I trust all the strangers around me without masks were vaccinated as well. Are you telling me that that kind of skin-to-skin contact might have been the problem?
Yes, well, and look, I'm not one to recommend vaccinations to everybody, but if they were something you want, I think it's something you should take.
Hold on, are you an anti-vaxxer doctor?
All I'm saying is I played at least 2 seasons of Little League Baseball with polio, and I did all right.
Yeah, okay, but so skin-to-skin contact might be what got me sick.
It has been a while since I've taken my medical exams. I figure there's nothing really new to study there, but I'll tell you, yes, that's where skin-to-skin contact could be the problem. And see, the situation is that you don't know if you've shaken a hand of one of those strangers. You don't know what dirty deeds they've done with that hand, what kind of sin they've committed with their digits, and then whatever's on their hands transfers to yours, and then the problems can occur.
But I didn't pick my nose. How does it go from my hand to my sinuses?
It can enter your body through many orifices.
I can assure you it was not that kind of party.
No, I just mean, let me ask you this question. How many times did you rub your eye?
Oh, my God. We were playing that game, rub your eye out. Oh, yeah. I spent the whole night touching my eye with my hands.
Oh, well, okay. That's probably how the virus got into your body, probably through your eyeballs and traveled its way down to the sinuses. I think that's how it works. And then that's why you got sick.
So my mask didn't help me at all.
Well, you were blocking the mask. You know, blocks and filters out and filtrates things from getting into the biggest orifice of your body, your yapa, so I think it seemed to be effective.
Okay. Hmm.
Ken.
And here's another true fact about your host, Ken Napsa.
So
he
nice
ate 6 hot dogs Friday night and
felt
bad about 2
Ken,
of them.
Ken, is this conversation going anywhere?
How dare you? I'm trying to kill time, Peter. Doc, is it going anywhere? What can I do to get better?
The only thing I'd recommend to my patients is a good bloodletting or maybe a spoonful of some cod liver oil.
Bloodletting was a great album by Concrete Blonde, but I'm not going to do that to myself, and that other thing sounds disgusting. So, Doc, I guess I'm just going to have to accept my fate then, yeah?
That's also what I tell most of my patients.
Great. All right. That's perfect. That's what we'll do. This is another reason I didn't want to do the show here. My voice is getting raw. All right. Doc, thanks again. We'll see you on the Village Doctor segment on this prepared audio program some other time. All right?
That sounds great, Kenneth. By the way, am I going to get compensated financially for this appearance?
All right. I think we lost the doctor. I don't think he's there anymore. He's not there, huh?
No, I'm here. Am I going to get paid?
Yep, can't.
Kenneth, am I going to get paid?
Nope. Yep. Something's going. Maybe he's still there. Maybe is he trying? Is this on? I can't
hear
him.
Hello, money. Hello, am I going?
Nope.
Is there money for this appearance?
Yeah, we definitely lost him, right, Petey?
Oh, no, he's still here.
Yes, I'm still here. Am I going to get compensated for my appearance, Kenneth?
Yeah, well, at this point, I'm taking it out of Petey's pay.
Oh, I told you not to do that again.
Well, do you want to get paid or not, Doc?
Yes. I'm sorry, Petey. Yes, I do.
All right. Do it again.
What a team player you are, Petey. All right, thanks, Doc. All right, he really is gone. What do you got next? We got a couple minutes left before I just absolutely do not want to do this anymore, Petey. So you got any other callers to help me?
I got one, I think.
What happened to that Doc Scurlock guy? Get him in here. I wanna talk to him. He'll make me feel better, right?
You didn't pay him for the last 2 times he was on, so he turned down my offer.
Well, that piece of... I'll tell you what, I knew he does. That guy's that man.
But I do have one caller on right now that I don't know. I think could make you feel better.
All right. Yeah. All right. Let's do it. Couple minutes here. Let's take it home. Just bring on the caller. Hello.
Oh, great. Yeah. I got through. Oh, my gosh. Hey. Hello. It's Chet.
No, no. Oh, no. Oh, Petey. Why don't you stick it up your... You... And people think you're the nice guy. All right, Chet, what do you want?
I'd like to hear the song The Middle by Jimmy Eat World.
Oh, absolutely not. No, what? No, I'm sick, Chet. I don't want to play song. It's not a bad song. I just want to play, man. You've called in to the wrong show again.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry you're sick.
Yeah. Thanks, Chet. Yeah, I went to La Jolla this past weekend. I came back with some kind of bug or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I love La Jolla, man. I always go there, and I go to this bar called The Shack, and I play the game Rub Your Eye Out.
Were you there last weekend?
Yeah, I had a great time. I hugged a dude in the bathroom.
Oh, man. Okay, that's, a lot of things are starting to make sense now.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a bummer you're sick, man. I always say this, it's the body that is sick, but it's the mind that makes you well.
Okay, I don't know the medical science behind that, but I kind of like that frame of mind. Kind of put, you know, a positive energy kind of taking over. I can get behind that, Chet.
Oh, totally. Or I just take an edible.
Okay, calm down, Haight Ashbury. I don't do illicit drugs.
My apologies.
Ken, you've contractually hit your minimum minute amount of the show, just so you're aware.
Ah, great. Thanks, Petey.
Oh, hey, Petey, what's up? Good to hear from you again. Thanks for calling.
You called us, Chet.
Yeah, can I hear The Middle by Jimmy Eat World?
Okay, that's it this week. I'll tell you, Chet, thanks. I'm going to take your advice. I'm going to use my mind to make me feel better. That's it for this week. Ah, man, I'll tell you what. We got through that, huh, Petey?
You lost 11 Patreon supporters during that episode.
That's fair. That's fair.
But at least we can go home early tonight.
Oh, no, Petey, I'm going to make you stay and pull audio clips from old episodes from 3 years ago.
Oh, son of a...
But all of you listening have earned the right to go home early. Congratulations. That's it. The 57th edition, sort of Saturday Night Knapsack. We'll get back to normal right quick. Thanks to everyone that supports me on Patreon at patreon.com/KenKnapsack. You can make a one-time donation to support the show by going to jemmy.app/Saturday Night Knapsack. Big thanks to associate producer Sean Arnold for his help with the radio clips. Check out Sean's TeePublic shop at teepublic.com/user/tsean. Listen to me on Hall of Fame Music Radio, Newcastle, Pennsylvania, and anywhere throughout the world via their website at HOFMradio.com every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Visit KenKnapsack.com for more information on me and follow me on Twitter at KenKnapsack or us at the company here at M Drive Media. Also, please do me a favor, check out the Good People Association by visiting thegpa.fun. Come help us build an empire of fun. And as always, be sure to tell a friend about Saturday Night Knapsack, a show so real it had to be fake. And as always, remember to laugh responsibly.